Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Sonny Ibe, founder of A Boy and His Dream Foundation, as well as the founder of Sonny Biggie Fitness. A Boy and His Dream, a foundation whose mission is to inspire struggling youth to realize there is hope for their future and to encourage change. Sonny Biggie Fitness is a program also to inspire and assist as many people as possible to take control of their health, to motivate, to inspire change, not only in health, but in every aspect of life. Sonny, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me. And it's my pleasure to be here today. You know, it's really bit my imagination being able to participate in your wonderful program, great things that you've been doing. And then I'm just happy to be part of it, sir.
And we're certainly honored to have you as a part of the program. So thanks so much for your time. For starters, tell us, Sonny, what is A Boy and His Dream and what does it do?
Yes, sir. A Boy and His Dream is a foundation set up here with base located here in downtown Chicago. It was set up 3 years ago to help underprivileged children, to give them hope, to actually bridge, you know, close the gap between underprivileged children and privileged children. If you understand, we have over 3 billion underprivileged children globally spread across the globe. So we decided to do something about, you know, addressing that problem by picking up a child and just mentoring that child. Because if you don't understand, those demographics don't really have anyone that represent them other than themselves. So I happen to fall into that category. I was one of them. So when I had the help that I needed, and I quickly decided that I needed to do something about it so that I'd be able to give back to those demographics, which are underprivileged children. They spread across the globe. They're all over the place. Asia, Europe, Africa, United States, even here in downtown Chicago, there are a lot of them. And so 9 out of 10, many of them will not be heard, provided for supplies. They don't have access to basic necessities such as education, love, care, you know, support system. They do not have it. So A Boy and His Dream is not part of that entity that's providing those leverages for them to be able to sustain their living.
And I think that is phenomenal where your heart is on that. Now, how did this foundation come to life and what was the inspiration behind it?
Well, the foundation came to life because it is about my story. You know, I was born in Nigeria into a severe adversity, you know, born into our world out of wedlock by my mother. In my tradition, is totally forbidden. In Africa, born out of wedlock is a taboo. You know, there's so many traditions that has become a problem to children and women in some rural Africa. And I was a victim of that. So born into that severe, you know, underprivileged and adverse situation, and I was rejected because of how I was born. So my mother was being punished because of how the mistake that she made. So I was classified as born by mistake. So I was dumped in the village where there's no car, no food, no water, basic water. There's no water. The only water you see is the very dirty water in the stream that you have to walk 25 miles to go fetch. And even when you fetch that water, there's a lot of disease in the inside and it's infected. So that was the kind of environment I was exposed to. And I was faced with malnutrition, rejection, unloved. So all there was something that actually was a problem that I faced when I was growing up. And I ended up being 18 years behind education. I could not read and write at the age of 18, because I was not given the access to education. I have no access to school. So being unable to read at 18 and being able to read and write right now, own two entity companies and have my own master's degree is unheard of. So if I can do it, I believe that any child can do it. That's the reason why we decided to put a program together and set up a foundation to educate our children using my story as an inspiration to inspire them. So my story is just a tool for the children to be able to be inspired, you know. So many are waiting to hear about it, and we are ready to tell it, to continue to tell it, you know.
I tell you what, growing up in surroundings like that will certainly have you appreciate some good drinking water for sure. How does the fitness component tie into all this?
Actually, fitness was the component that gave me a relief when I was going through that severe trauma, you know, just growing up, just being wanting to commit suicide, wanting to take my own life because of how the rejection followed me, how I was unloved, nobody wanted me. You know, that pain, how I used to look back in the days, hoping that my father would be there or hoping that someone would just, like, be responsible for me. And that trauma followed me, and I couldn't sleep when I used to wake up in the middle of the night sweating because I'm upset, angry, because of I'm questioning myself, why? You know, the only thing that gave me the relief and comfort that killed me was fitness. So I came to realize that whenever I'm doing push-ups, sit-ups, you know, running, I'm free, you know, I'm free. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. And that just calms me down. So I took it to a different level. So as I do it more, the better I became. I'm able to focus on every aspect of life, such as my community, education, you know, relationships. So, and I figured that if that could cure my problem, which I know the same problem so many people have, I can use that one as an umbrella to inspire so many. So I created a fitness program that's now giving a closure to so many people, including executives and underprivileged people, you know. So I figured that this is just the beginning of our journey to continue to bring light to people and to continue to help them to see, you know, see happiness and also see glass half full. And then we have, by grace of God, we have succeeded in helping so many people here in Chicago and in Africa, and we want to do more.
Well, your story certainly is most inspiring and motivating, and we can't thank you enough for sharing your story with us so far here today on the program. Once again, we are joined by Sonny Ibe, founder of A Boy and His Dream Foundation, as well as the founder of Sonny Biggie Fitness here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Sonny, what advice would you give to others facing hardship, whether it be personal or in their business, to persevere and not give up?
Oh, well, the quickest advice I always tell people is that, you know, always find a way to derive happiness, because any problem that's out there has a solution. Find a way to actually find a solution. Just be happy with the less that you have. The more you become happy with the less that you have, the more you have more, you know. So just know that there's life after darkness. You know, because when you are faced with that challenge, you are in the darkest, you know, place of your life, and just know that one day that's going to go away. But that comes with you trying to do your best to get out of it, you know. It's just amazing how people can just get sucked in with the things, the challenges that they face in life, just thinking that, oh, it is finished. No, it's not finished. You know, you were supposed to learn from that situation, but we cannot think past the self-pity and just, we can't think past the fact that, oh, why me? You know, why can't you just, like, I'm always encouraging people, just look at the situation. Just ask yourself, why are you going through that situation? Maybe you're supposed to learn something from it to help you grow, you know? Maybe that situation you're supposed to go through, there are tough times to help you balance yourself, you know? See it as a glass half full. You know, and then that can also help you to create your own self-independency if you can just, like, enjoy the moment, because it's seasonal, because it's always going to change. You know, it's not going to last forever. But if you don't approach it in a certain way to make a change, it probably will last forever. So I help them to see light in every darkness. That's what I do, you know.
Sonny, really appreciate that advice. Really means a lot coming from you, and thanks for sharing that. Now, on the business front here, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned so far as an entrepreneur?
A lot. The biggest challenge I've seen is that when you approach businesses, when you're looking for business, and if you ask 1,000 times, 1,000 times, they're going to tell you no. But do you have the gut to like just stay and I just tell them that you don't take a no for an answer? My biggest challenge is just like just be perceived as, okay, why are we gonna give him a business when we have other people who are more qualified, born here, born in the United States, no accent, they have more leverage than him. But I do know that I have what it takes to be positioned where I am right now. I stay and I continue to be humble, and eventually I'm giving them the opportunity that I needed. It's just a matter of time. So the biggest challenge is just being able to like position myself for people to accept me for who I am, you know, because it's something different and it's powerful, and that frightens a lot of people until they're given the chance and testing and say, oh my goodness, he is actually what he said he is. No bullshitting, you know. He is what he said he is. You know, it's always a phase, you know. So that was the bigger challenge, because I'm strong in my approach. I'm very strong. I don't know how to accept no for an answer. And that can be viewed to be something like, okay, what is all this? Because that's just who I am. I get the job done. I know exactly what I want. I know where I'm heading, and it takes time to get there, and I'm patient, and I got to be there. The reason why I do what I'm doing right now is to help so many people with the knowledge that I now have to be able to, for them to be able to grow and also overcome their challenges. Yes, it's crazy being an entrepreneur. It's crazy. It's a 24 hours affair. You stay clocked in. You stay clocked in. When people clock out, you stay clocked in. And that's how you maintain. It's a crazy lifestyle that gives long lifestyle reward. It has its own golden reward if you can sustain it. Yep.
Good stuff right there, and I like that staying clocked in. That is really good stuff. I like that perspective right there. Thanks for that. Sonny, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on yourself online and follow you on social media. Where is the best place to get further details?
I appreciate it. We have so many social media platforms where they can also follow us and see the inspirational things that we've done in our community, both here in the United States and in Africa. So on the foundation aspect of it, you can follow us on Instagram at aboyandhisdream.org. Just follow aboyandhisdream.org. On Twitter, aboyandhisdream. On Facebook, aboyandhisdream. For the fitness aspect of it, it's Sunny Biggie, SunnyBiggy, on my IG, Sunny Biggie. And the website is sunnybiggyfitness.com. You know, we have a lot of resources out there that you can use. There's a lot of free download. There's a lot of free exercise movement out there. If you cannot subscribe to our program, you can just like watch the video. And then there's a lot of free video exercise movement that's going to help you, you know, rejuvenate your body. And also on our YouTube channel is A Boy and His Dream. Follow us, please.
And I, too, recommend listeners to do that as well. Again, Sonny, all the best. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, sir. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Sonny Ibe, founder of A Boy and His Dream Foundation, as well as the founder of Sonny Biggie Fitness. A Boy and His Dream is a foundation whose mission is to inspire struggling youth to realize there is hope for their future and to encourage change. Sonny Biggie Fitness is a program to inspire and assist as many people as possible to take control of their health, to motivate, to inspire change, not only in health, but in every aspect of life. And for further details, simply visit aboyandhisdream.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.